This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you a great service in the first half hour of the program. We're going to give you everything you need to know about the kerfuffle between the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and LeBron James. Now, if you've been following this already, just get on the phone and tell us your take on it at 800-228-0550. But I'm guessing most like me, hear it, consider it noise. Anything that involves CNN, I just forget it. It's an agenda. It's in a game. I just let it roll off my back. I don't care. Don't pay attention. Fake news. Fake news. That's what it is. Which, by the way, is the enemy of the people. Are not lies the enemy of the people? That's the other thing. You said media is a no. I said fake news is the enemy of the people. Fake news is lies. Lies? That's the enemy of the people. Constantly have to straighten these folks out. How are you? Happy Monday. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Thanks to everybody that stopped by to say hi at Rude's out in New Salem. And a lot of fun there, finding out about everything they have going on there. Incredible entrepreneurial success for over 100 years in New Salem. Now on both sides of the road. You know, they have the Cenex, too, and the Mobil. And just wonderful family. Great to get to see them and meet them and learn about their history. So I enjoyed that a great deal. That was fun. Spent Friday in New Salem. And I'm in the studio today. Wish it was at the Heritage Center, but the show is going to be going on while this event is going on, and it's a little tough to, do a radio show when they're trying to have an event. But Secretary Elaine Chao, the Secretary of Transportation, is at an event today that the American Conservative Union is hosting, and we talked about it last week. Matt Schlapp was on the program talking about it. That'll be rather interesting. Senator Hovind, Congressman Cramer, of course, there. I think Matt told us that Senator Heitkamp was invited but declined to attend. We feel your pain, Matt. You know, kind of happens every day. We ask, they say no. We ask, they say no. Because our listeners, obviously, are not important enough to them. And I think they're going to get the consequence of that little decision come November. That might have been a prediction, ladies and gentlemen. Might have been the first one of the 2018 cycle, right there. This gave you a little feature. Anyway, are we ready with this LeBron James deal? So here's how you call us at 800-228-0550 is our toll free telephone number, 258-0550, and. So Don Lemon, CNN, interviewing LeBron James, okay? Now, so, of course, he can't just interview LeBron James about being LeBron James and being the good basketball player and all that, right? No, he needs to enter into a little politics. I know that'll come as a big surprise to you. That was prompted, that prompted rather Donald Trump to then say, interesting. So here's LeBron James with Don Lemon. Listen to this.
But I think.
Kind of?
Yeah. He is. Not, I don't want to say kind of. He's dividing us. And what I noticed over the last few months, that he's kind of used sport to kind of divide us. And that's something that I can't relate to because I know that sport was the first time I ever was around someone white. You know, and I got an opportunity to see them and learn about them, and they got an opportunity to learn about me, and we became very good friends. And I was like, oh, wow, this is all because of sports. And sports has never been something that divides people. It's always been something that brings someone together.
Do you remember any of your first experiences around someone who was different than you, someone who was white? You said because that was through sports.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was, and what was your reaction?
It was different. I mean, they first of all, from
all right. So the question, as you heard, was about divisiveness. So he got what he wanted out of him. I have to say this to LeBron James. Do you think when NFL players take a knee during the national anthem, that's going to be well received? That people are just going to want to run on the field and give big bear hugs to people? I don't think so. So Donald Trump tweets out, "I like Michael Jordan, and LeBron James is the dumbest man on television," and managed to make LeBron James look smart with that answer, but that doesn't take much. That's what he said. Here's what Ben Shapiro opined about it all.
Okay, speaking of other weird topics, so LeBron James, who's now in Los Angeles because he just moves teams with a certain amount of regularity, he's actually done some good stuff, LeBron James. So one of the things he's done is he's opened a charter school, basically. And this charter school is doing good work there, actually bringing kids in, creating mentorship programs for them, preventing them from living in bad situations. All of that is wonderful. LeBron sees himself as a sort of quasi-political figure, which means sometimes he says smart stuff and sometimes he says dumb stuff, because everybody in politics does. LeBron yesterday was interviewed about all of this, and he said that President Trump is using sports to divide us. This is one of the dumb things that LeBron James is saying. And I'm not somebody who thinks that LeBron James has to shut up and dribble. You know, LeBron James can say whatever LeBron James wants to say. I don't know that he's a political expert. In fact, I'm pretty sure that he's not. But here's the thing he said that I think is inherently silly.
What I noticed over the last few months, that he's kind of used sport to kind of divide us, and that's something that I can't relate to, because I know that sports has never been something that divides people. It's always been something that brings someone together.
Okay, here's the part that's stupid. I remember sports dividing people long before President Trump was actually in the Oval Office. I remember canceling my subscription to Sports Illustrated when they put Caitlyn Jenner on the cover, because I said, this is not an athletically relevant person, has not been for 30 years, but now I'm going to get transgender propaganda in my sports magazine. In fact, I remember sports being so politicized that I was threatened on national television and grabbed by the back of the neck on national television talking about sports on national television before President Trump was ever a candidate, talking about the Caitlyn Jenner issue, where I suggested that Caitlyn Jenner was in fact a biological man because Caitlyn Jenner happens to be a biological man. I'm old enough to remember when, during Ferguson, a bunch of football players were running out on the field in the hands up, don't shoot pose, which was completely fictitious. Michael Brown had never said hands up, don't shoot. The idea that politics and sports have been politicized by President Trump is just ignorance.
Okay? I couldn't agree with Ben Shapiro more. Not to mention, even during Donald Trump's time, again, to say that he has used sports to divide us, he is commenting like the rest of us on people taking a knee. He's standing up for what we believe. Couldn't agree anymore. So just because LeBron James is a great basketball player doesn't make what he says right. Donald Trump might have a point. That was kind of a dumb thing to say. Who do you agree with? Now you've heard it. Now you're equipped to talk about it. Thank you. A little service we provide here on What's on Your Mind. Steve in Fargo, what is on your mind?
Well, I want to talk to you about the history of fake news. Back in 1969, I was in the U.S. Army. I was in Vietnam. I was attached to an intelligence unit. And I used to travel around quite a bit because every time they captured a prisoner who knew something about communications, I was there to interrogate him. On one occasion, I was on a flight, and there a bunch of news people had managed to get onto the same flight with me, and we're on a helicopter. And when we got there, they were running around supposedly interviewing people at the fire base. When nothing happened, they had brought along some beer and booze, and they bribed the people at the fire station to fake a firefight so they had fresh footage for the nightly news. Over the two-year period I was in Vietnam, I saw this happen three different times, where they'd go out and get the footage. And during Vietnam, they'd take this fake firefight footage, and they'd mute the sound on it and read the casualty figures over it. It's nothing. Fake news is not new.
I would agree with you, Steve. fake news is, in my view, personified the mainstream media for a long time because they have an agenda. It isn't about this is black and this is white, and you've got the facts, now you decide, which journalism is supposed to be. It is all, you know, it's all, theatrics. It's, you know, it's bias. It's what you saw is a theatrics. What we often see in other instances is the bias. That's an interesting story.
I saw that, and I also, while I was in Vietnam, I saw what happened after the My Lai massacre, all the reporting on that, and they were feverish trying to find another example of something like happened at My Lai. On the other hand, they refused to report the mass graves that were uncovered outside of Hue after the Viet Cong had occupied the city of Hue.
Wow. And it replayed in Iraq. Same thing. Steve, great analogy, great story. Thank you for sharing. More after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
James and Don Lemon had me so flustered, I don't think I finished it telling you all the details of this American Conservative Union CPAC 365 event in Bismarck today. It starts in 40 minutes at 10, but it goes till 3 today, so there's a lot to take in at this event. And it is a forum on energy and infrastructure. They bill it as a thoughtful discussion with the chairman of the American Conservative Union, Matt Schwab, Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Chao. She does this like hour-long fireside chat. Governor Burgum, Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, and other conservative thought leaders. The event is free and open to the public. Light refreshments will be served. It starts at 10, goes till 3 at the North Dakota Heritage Center, 612 East Boulevard in Bismarck. Okay? So that's today. Starts in about 40 minutes, goes till 3, with quite the lineup of dignitaries. And it should be great. Have Congressman Kramer and Senator Hoeven, Governor Burgum, and the Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, and also the folks from CPAC and the American Conservative Union. Should be good. Look forward to that as well. Bottom of the hour, we're going to tell you about members of the Pro-Life Court Coalition urging Senator Heitkamp to vote to confirm Senator or President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Kavanaugh. That'll be happening today at 11 outside Senator Heitkamp's office in Fargo. So details on that coming up. We are brought to you today by MyPillow. Powered by MyPillow here on What's on Your Mind. To get a better night's sleep, the most important thing to your health, your sleep. The most important thing to your health, your sleep. What's the most important thing to your sleep? Yes. My pillow. Exactly right. In fact, that's why Todd's not here. He overslept. His pillow was just, he's down visiting his father, who is doing better, by the way. So thanks for those prayers. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. John in Minot is next up. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. It's a toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can text me today at 701-367-2054, 367-2054, or call 258-0550. Okay? Breaking news today, 200 active duty soldiers are being deployed to battle the wildfires, according to the Department of Defense. Fox News is reporting that breaking news this very moment. John in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you were talking about dividing the sports and the races. A few years ago during the Olympics, didn't some blacks from the U.S. win some medals or something at the Olympics? And when they were accepting the medals, did they not introduce the so-called Black Power salute?
I vaguely remember what you're talking about. Yep. So your point would be they're doing a little division on their own right there?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. When was that?
I really don't know. All I know it's been quite a few years ago.
Yeah. And, as Ben Shapiro said, Donald Trump didn't do that. It was 1968, actually.
It could have been. I know it was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for bringing that memory back to me.
And you brought the memory to us and everybody else. And good point. Thanks for the call. Political demonstration conducted by African American athletes Tommy Smith and John Carlos during the medal ceremony, October 16th, 1968, at the Summer Olympic Games in Mexico City. What a memory. Texter says, I wonder if Jim Acosta is planning this morning how he can make himself a major news story for the week again. Is there one individual or one news organization that Americans can turn to get just the news, the facts of the event, without any bias or slant to the story? I really can't think of one. What a novel idea for a brand new journalistic news business model. Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Texter person, I've been saying this exact thing for a long time. It's a business opportunity. The closest thing to it is C-SPAN. C-SPAN is a source you can go to just hear it for yourself. And they don't really quote-unquote report, you know. But it's cumbersome. It takes a long time. Just give me the news. Just give me the news. Another says, I get a great kick out of all the liberal media saying that Trump reignited his feud with LeBron when all Trump did was respond. He did not initiate this at all, but once again gets blamed. Jamie says, there's nothing more divisive than kneeling and disrespecting our flag and our country. LeBron, you've called Trump a bum and numerous other names. You've been calling a president names and accusing him of things he didn't do isn't divisive? What an ignorant fool. The spat between Trump and LeBron James is like the fight between the Rojos and the Baxters and the Clint Eastwood spaghetti western Fistful of Dollars. Haven't seen it, I'm ashamed to say. Andy's on the road at 800-228-0550. Andy, what's on your mind?
Well, yesterday, good morning. Yesterday I was listening to a radio talk show host who's obviously a little on the left-leaning side. And it just shocked me to hear what he actually believed. I'm assuming he believes it, is that Trump supporters aren't capable of independent thought or any critical thinking. We just believe everything he says, and when call everything we don't agree with fake news. And he said that this news is obviously true, that anybody can see that. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, maybe you ought to try a little independent thought yourself once in a while. You're just spouting your party line. It just flat out amazed me that they actually believe that we think that way, or that we don't think that way.
That's sort of, I must admit, you hear some of this on the left and the right. I mean, I remember hearing that of Obama supporters. You know, how could anybody think that way? But I think this is a lazy way to argue, right?
You know, I agree with you. It is.
Yeah, it's just easier to say, hey, you don't think, and you let him think for you. They've been saying that about Rush Limbaugh listeners for 30 years. Same deal.
I know. I'm one of the listeners. I'm one of the mind dumb robots that just follow everything he says.
Right.
And
what I always try to tell people is what you don't understand about Rush Limbaugh is, number one, there has been no better. Do you remember Fulton Sheen at all?
And
Fulton Sheen had actually at one time the most popular television show in the country. And it goes way back to, like the Milton Berle era, you know. And Fulton Sheen had nothing more than a chalkboard. Okay, and he could break down and make things so easy. Now, I still today watch, different snippets of him. I'm interested in a particular topic, and he breaks it down, and it's informative. Russia's the same way. He's just explaining things that we already believe in a way that allows you to say, hey, I can talk to my neighbor about that or my coworker about that, you know. It's no different than Donald Trump. He is implementing, executing, doing what it is we believe in our gut. And you root for him. You're fired up that somebody finally gets you and understands what you think. But I don't know. The opposite way of how they explain it, I think, says more about them than it does about us, Andy, to tell you the truth.
Oh, I'll tell you, I did not want to vote for Donald Trump. I thought, talk about a waste. And I couldn't be more happy with this guy than, I mean, he's probably the best president that I've ever seen. And I was around for Reagan. But this
Andy,
guy, I'm impressed every day.
Thanks for the call. Great to hear from you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Have you heard the news in Dickinson? Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Bijou Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday, August 13th, 6 to 8 p.m. Come and learn about the project and its benefits to the region. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns. Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., Bijou Activity Center, Dickinson State University. More information is available at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Visitors to an Indonesian island known for tourism are desperately trying to get out of that area following the second powerful earthquake in a week, hitting the island of Lombok near Bali. Last week's quake killed 17. Yesterday's quake killed 90.
Yeah, I just want to get out somewhere safe, somewhere I know where I'm not going to be at risk of natural disasters, and whatever it takes, really.
Yesterday's quake measured a magnitude 7.0. The death toll now up to 7, including 2 firefighters in the Carr Fire in Northern California, as a utility worker was killed yesterday. The U.S. is, before the day is over, expected to reimpose sanctions against Iran after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement earlier this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That High Plains Apache could use some more on their team, some more team members to be part of that awesome group of folks that really know spray application. Nobody knows it like the folks at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache's self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache. Call them at 663-2375, and if you're interested in a position there, great pay, team environment, benefits, looking for a field service tech to join the team at their Mandan location, very family-friendly place to work, you email a cover letter and a resume to jobs@highplainsapache.com and get the process started. jobs@highplainsapache.com. All right. A nice event happening today that I think, I think sometimes we as conservatives just keep our head down, know what we believe, feel strongly in it, but just go about working, right, and living and raising families and everything else. And the left is, by their nature, sort of activists, sometimes even professional politicians. So, events like we're about to tell you happen more often on the left than they do amongst, for instance, in this case, pro-life folks concerned about President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court being confirmed. That's Judge Kavanaugh. So it's with great pleasure that we introduce former Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave. She's Vice President of Government Affairs now for the Susan B. Anthony List and is in Fargo today for an event at 11 o'clock at Senator Heitkamp's office. So we'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Congresswoman Musgrave, nice to see you.
Oh, it's good to be here on this beautiful morning. Thank you.
See, it's always like this, 365 days a year. So you might want to relocate from Washington, okay. D.C. right
well,
here.
Well, I'm from Colorado, too, so I'm about half and half there in D.C. So, hey, cold here in the winter, though. Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Colorado, too. Yeah.
So how important is the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh?
Well, first of all, President Trump won this state by 36 points. I mean, that's incredible. So here's the president with a nominee that has 10 years experience on the federal court, lots of decisions that are very important that can be examined. You can look at the life issue. You can look at the conscience issue. So here we have a nominee that is highly qualified. And we have a senator in this state who now has agreed to meet with the nominee. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, lo and behold. I don't know.
Yeah,
it took, so long.
It took a while. It took a while.
I noticed that, there was no for an answer on even a meeting for a number of weeks that coincidentally coincided with Chuck Schumer saying, slow walk this guy.
Were directions given.
Schumer
said no even before the name of the nominee was submitted. That's how extreme they've been on resisting President Trump's nominee. But, you know, Senator Heidkamp has quite the choice to make, because we've polled this state. 68% of the people in this state say that she should vote to confirm Kavanaugh. You know, so she has a tough choice to make. She can go along with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the extreme abortion lobby, who think, you know, abortion is great for any time during the pregnancy for any reason, and by the way, you need to pay for it. That's how extreme that side is on abortion. So this nominee could shift the court. They know that. We know that. This is incredibly important. But this nominee should be confirmed. Senator Heidkamp should vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh.
I would hope that everyone would have the sense to understand that, you know, once a conception happens, that you have a child. And my wife and I actually were talking about this weekend. We were talking about, you know, if everybody could see what the purpose was for every child. In other words, you take all 55 million children that were aborted and have a special way of seeing what were they destined to do. Were they going to cure cancer? Right?
Wow.
Were they going to get us to Mars and all kinds of new research that brings up? What was each of those 55 million to do? I don't think anybody would be left in this country that wouldn't be pro-life, right? Because I think that would open people up to that.
Well, yes, and science is on our side. You know, I remember hearing the heartbeat of our children, how excited I was when I heard our baby's heartbeat. And now I've seen the 3D ultrasound of many of my grandchildren. I mean, science is on our side. People get it. And all those gifts that you're talking about that those children would have brought into this world have been missed. It's a tragedy. And, I mean, you look at now, abortion was decided decades ago, you know, abortion for any reason at any time during the pregnancy. And people want restrictions on abortion now. Most Americans think there should be restrictions. And when you're in a pro-life state like North Dakota, you know, I mean, think about it. People here get how extreme the pro-abortion lobby is. And Senator Heidkamp has a choice. Is she going to stand with those extremists, or is she going to stand with her constituents who believe she should vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh? And I might point out that Senator Heidkamp voted no on banning abortion after the fifth month of pregnancy, after the point in which in the pregnancy that unborn child can feel pain. So I'm challenging her on that. You know, I think she said in the past that she wanted to ban late-term abortion. Well, I hope she isn't confused when it comes to this confirmation process.
Well, then that's
I hope she'll vote to confirm him.
That's in conflict right there, isn't it? I mean, you won't draw the line where a baby feels pain. The vote you're referring to is the pain-capable
yes.
act, which, by the way, within seconds of voting yes, she was celebrating with Chuck Schumer.
What a thing to celebrate.
Yeah, I was a little... I saw it right here on that television, right there. Watched it.
It was shocking.
Clicked a picture of it.
Celebrate.
Tweeted it out seconds later. I was just repulsed by it. Repulsed by it. And their defense is debating what's a high five. I kid
yeah.
you not.
Yes.
She continues to talk about how irritated she is that they call it a high five. What else do you call it?
I saw it. Yeah. It's a high five. You saw it.
Unbelievable. But, I mean, isn't that essentially a late-term abortion? If you won't draw the line
yes.
at pain capable, then that's a late-term abortion, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah. So I wanted to say, you know, about people who, you know, are confused about this issue and wanting to know, okay, so, even if you are pro-choice, in my mind, you should want Roe versus Wade overturned because it should be up to the states to decide. And if Roe versus Wade is ultimately overturned, it doesn't mean back alley abortions, as the left will say. It means simply state by state decides, does it not?
It does. And again, polling in the state has been done. 67% of the folks think that the state elected officials, the state representatives should be deciding these things, not unelected judges who legislate from the bench. So I believe that Senator Heidkamp has very clear information from her constituents what she should do on this issue, and I hope she listens to them.
What's going on? If the two numbers you shared with us are strong poll numbers.
Yes, they are.
So if you're in a battle, and she is actually going backwards in this battle after spending millions to try and get reelected, and you see two numbers like that on the board, is it just an example of that's the pull of Planned Parenthood and the financial dollars that are there that she can't? Before that,
well, she's beholden to Planned Parenthood. She's beholden to NARAL. But most of all, she's accountable to her constituents. And I hope she realizes that in this very close race.
Extremely close. Now, you today are asking folks to join you at 11 a.m. outside Senator Heitkamp's office at 657 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. And just simply to say, please.
That's exactly right.
So follow your constituents,
right? Give her a very clear message that we want her to vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Very clear.
Yeah, so that'll happen again today at 11 o'clock, Senator Heitkamp's office, 657 2nd Avenue North. And I'm glad you're doing it. I think, you know, again, this is a common tool of the left. And, you know, they use this and wear vulgar hats and, you know, shout all kinds of awful things at Republicans. So, you know, to go over there and have a peaceful conversation. Tell folks what they need to know about the Susan B. Anthony list in this battle.
Well, the Susan B. Anthony list is a pro-life organization headquartered in Washington, D.C., but we work very hard to elect pro-life women and pro-life men who will enact laws that will save lives. That's what we're all about. And we're pro-woman, we're pro-life, and we really believe that how an elected official votes on this particular thing, and we alluded to the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act, senators that have the responsibility to vote to confirm or not, I really believe that the life issue is very prominent in all this, and I hope, again, that Senator Heitkamp will change her view after voting no on Unborn Child Pain Capable Act, banning abortion after the fifth month of pregnancy, the point at which the child can feel pain, and vote to confirm a justice that's a constitutionalist, someone that will not legislate from the bench, but will interpret the law, not try to make the law, in the mold of Neil Gorsuch. Colorado's my home state. I believe when President Trump nominated Neil Gorsuch, by the way, from Boulder, Colorado, one of the most liberal places on the planet. How ironic. A great justice. And here we have another one in the same mold. And Heidi Heitkamp ought to step it up and vote to confirm.
I see that you also are canvassing North Dakota, and that's been a recent addition to other battleground states of Indiana, Ohio, Florida, and Missouri, but you added North Dakota and West Virginia.
Yes, we did. A couple of senators there that we really want people to know where they stand on the issues, and there's nothing better than visiting homes, talking to people face-to-face, and giving them information they need before they vote.
That's making a difference, too. I was just going to tell you. Joe Manchin. Somebody, I just saw a poll the other day that he is losing ground as well in West Virginia. So that race is getting interesting, too.
It's getting very interesting. These Senate races are very important, especially when we think of justices, too, that this president has been able to nominate. The shift in the court is before us, so this is a very important time for our nation.
So, again, 11 o'clock today outside Senator Heitkamp's office, join former Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave and a team of folks who are really just presenting facts to Senator Heitkamp that, hey, 68% of North Dakotans want her to confirm President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, and 67% want abortion policy for North Dakota decided by the people of North Dakota, not
what
the Supreme
Court. What a concept.
I know.
Let's do it. All right.
The 10th Amendment lives.
How about that?
Gosh almighty. That is fantastic. So that'll happen today. And again, the address there is 657 2nd Avenue North. Well, I'm glad you're doing this. Keep up the good work. And there's not enough people that are defending the defenseless.
We need to show up.
In this country, yeah.
On
absolutely.
Behalf of the unborn child.
Exactly right. That's not
thank
too much
you.
To ask. Good to see you. Take care. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Questions, comments on this topic or any other, welcome at 258-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount for one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can't interrupt, can I? Hey, I don't want to mess with it. I just don't. Too darn good. You know what I'm saying? What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and workforce safety and insurance help us through the training spotlight. And I've been talking about the Alive at 25 program. Remember that? And I have a new driver in the house. That's right. And I was her driver's ed instructor since she, you know, had a permit and I could drive with her for most of the time. And she, you know, we hired, you know, somebody that, you know, got her prep for the test and what they do on the test. We've done that actually with all the kids, her sister and her brother. And so this is the last one. And she's doing pretty good. But anyway, I'm on the radio and I'm talking about a live at 25. So here I have a, you know, a daughter at home going through a driver's ed. I'm driving with her. I mean, it's front and center. And I'm talking about this wonderful live at 25 program. And I hadn't signed her up. Now, she just got her license and it's not been that long. But I'm thinking, what a fool I am, for crying out loud. I'm hearing about all this. I'm not doing it. So I thought, you know, maybe what I should do is just do that right while I, right here on the program. Because maybe you hear about this and then you don't do anything and you're kind of in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? So if you go to ndsc.org and click on the training link, it's right at the very, very top. Very, very top. They have a whole list of courses. In fact, here right at the very top, because it starts with an A, is a live at 25, the defensive driving course. Simple as that, okay? And it gives me the schedule. There's a little tab there that says, you know, here's the schedule. So there's one August 12th, which is a Sunday. Now we're going to be in Medora that day, so I've got to find another one and click on it. You register for the class. You click right there. It tells you how many seats are available. So, for instance, there's one Thursday in Grand Forks. Starts at 1, ends at 5:30. 23 seats available. The one Sunday starts at 4. That's actually convenient, you know. 8:30 is when it ends. And there's 30 seats available. Williston, Sunday, same deal. Starts at 4, 27 seats available. Grand Forks next Thursday. Bismarck, Sunday, September 9th. So here you go. There's all of them here. Simple as ndsc.org. Click the training icon, and there's a lot more. Take the time to do it. You've heard about it. I want you to actually do it. I have a little surprise for you next hour. I'm kind of excited about this. I don't know that I've ever done something like this on the program, so stay tuned for that. We have the whole hour, and this will require some thought on your part, okay, because I'm going to be asking for suggestions, okay? I'll just tell you now. Who is someone that you hear and consider a great resource, a great authority, you really like them? When we talk about fake news, for instance, the opposite of fake news is hearing somebody, trusting them, like them, okay? So we can complain about fake news, or we can actually do something about it. And what I'm going to ask is, who would you like me to have on this program for you? There would be sort of the opposite of fake news, someone that you really, really enjoy, appreciate. And if you wanted me to have somebody, you know, that was a knucklehead and, you know, we could have a little spirited back and forth, that's okay, too. That's okay, too. Scott, I want you to, instead of asking Heidi Heitkamp once a day to come on the program, ask her five times a day. And we'll join in, too, because I want her to be actually asked a tough question, which never happens, ever, which is why she doesn't come on. And by the way, the tough questions didn't come from me. They came from you. I should find that. Dustin, can we do that? Can we find the last couple of times Heidi Heitkamp was on? And I can show you exactly why she won't come on again, because of the questions that came. Not from me. I was kind of a big wuss. The audience was like right at it. Hey, what about this? What about that? We'll do some digging. And we'll keep playing that over and over and over again until she agrees to come on. How about that? Anyway, that's coming up next hour, so stay tuned for that. I'm glad there's an Emily's List. I'm glad that there's people that devote their lives to defending the unborn. I've told you a few times, if I you know, had a rich uncle somewhere that said, Scott, you don't have to worry about feeding your family. I'll take care of that, but you go out and you toil, and you give of your time and talent to making the case for innocent life, standing up for the most defenseless among us. I'd do it in 10 seconds. I'd do it in 10 seconds, and I realize it's kind of a wuss out, but I do. You got to feed a family. You got tuition. You got, you know, one just graduated from college, another one sophomore year, another one Jen pulled through school. That takes tuition. Sophomore, you know, they got to eat. They need food. They need gas in the tank. You know how that goes. But it's an important issue, and I'm glad Marilyn Musgrave's there, and I hope you'll join her today, 11 o'clock, Senator Heitkamp's office. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Have you heard the news in Dickinson? Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Bijou Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday, August 13th, 6 to 8 p.m. Come and learn about the project and its benefits to the region. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns. Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., Bijou Activity Center, Dickinson State University. More information is available at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.